This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, hi, Aniston.
Hi, Pitt.
How you doing?
Good, honey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Brad and Jen reunite and get flirty.
Hi, Brad. I think you're so sexy.
Behind-the-scenes scoop of their Fast Times table read, then.
It's a massive undertaking.
Jimmy Kimmel gives us a sneak peek at Sunday's Emmys.
We'll also have select celebrities on hand to infect me.
Plus, Lady Gaga reveals a life emergency.
It was dark.
Then, Halle Berry's Mystery Man, a mystery no more. Meet her rock star boyfriend.
That's a no-brainer.
And the big secret Chrissy Teigen accidentally let slip.
Big, probably get, oops.
20 years after that big day, people are losing their minds over this big day. Brad and Jennifer reunited, and it feels so good. They joined a star-studded reenactment of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and it really did exceed all expectations.
Hi, Aniston.
Hi, Pitt.
How you doing?
Good, honey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
The greeting moment, you just know right there. You're like, damn, that's that old Hollywood, like, all the way back to the 50s. You know, certain couples got together and boom, sparks.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were. I think you're so sexy.
Jen played Brad's Fast Times fantasy, reenacting this famous dream sequence.
Will you come to me?
The famous exes flirted, laughed, and joked their way through the virtual live read.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Cast member Julia Roberts was all of us, watching along and loving every minute.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Viewers were thrilled. One tweeted, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are single-handedly saving 2020 for me.
They're incredible. They came to play. There's a reason they're the biggest stars on the planet. Yeah.
Jen wore a red bikini over her tank top, like Phoebe Cates wore, and Brad, who played, well, Brad, brought a fast food pirate hat made famous by Judge Reinhold.
They did come to me and they asked me, who do you think should play Brad? And I'm like, and they're like, Brad Pitt. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, if you're casting to type, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Julia also brought her A-game, rocking a special necklace for the part.
I will be playing the role of Stacy. I am Brad's little sister.
The star-studded reading benefited Sean Penn's emergency relief nonprofit CORE and Reform Alliance. And in a Fast Times twist, Sean played the pizza guy.
I guess the early 80s equivalent of an Uber Eats.
And Shia LaBeouf stepped into his breakout role, the surfer bro Spicoli.
All I need are some tasty waves.
We need cooler rules.
The cast stuck pretty close to the script, but Judge shared this set secret from the original.
I had some pretty tasty ad-libs there, and I know Sean did too. Like in the All-American Burger when he says, no shirt, no shoes, no dice. And I say, learn it. Know it, live it.
Learn it, know it, live it.
That was mine.
But don't expect another virtual Jen and Brad reunion this weekend at the Emmys.
There's been a lot of misinformation out there.
Brad's Guest Actor in a Comedy Series Award will be handed out tomorrow during the Creative Arts Emmy ceremony.
It's okay. I'll live.
Jen's category, Lead Actress in a Drama Series, will be decided Sunday during ABC's unprecedented virtual Emmys, hosted by her good friend.
Hopefully it will be entertaining for the people at home. And let's face it, you have nothing to do. We are shooting at Staples Center because it's the biggest possible venue. There will be select celebrities on hand to infect me.
So how will they pull it off? There will be 130 live feeds coming in from around the world and a million things that could go wrong.
Yep, I'm home.
Like Tracee Ellis Ross, most nominees will take part from home. There will be no pre-show red carpet, so expect some unconventional fashion moments and maybe even some PJs.
I'm having a tuxedo robe made. Or maybe tuxedo pajamas.
Emmy producers also shipped out kits with lights and movie quality cameras for them to set up from home.
They have to send equipment. I might have to get somebody from the crew. Hey, good luck.
Okay, so now they sent you this camera kit thing.
Right.
What, explain that to me.
You know, it's actually arriving tomorrow, so I don't know what that looks like. Hopefully I know how to work it.
Today, I spoke with Dylan McDermott, who received his second Emmy nomination for his wild role in the limited series Hollywood. Who are you going to watch the Emmys with?
My daughter, Coco, who is actually on Hollywood.
I got the part!
And of course, my dog, Otis. I'm going to put bow tie on Otis. And we're all going to just like sit here and celebrate.
Dylan is so good in Hollywood. By the way, make sure you join us Monday for all the ins and outs and secrets behind what will be the most unique Emmy broadcast of all time. All right, let's move on to Halle Berry, Halle Berry. Talking to you because you've been messing with us for a while, posting these pictures where you are clearly entangled with somebody. See those feet right there? Who is this mystery man? Well, now we know.
That's what you gotta do in these times. You gotta find the fun.
Oh, she found the fun. Yesterday, Halle posted this, wearing a t-shirt with her new guy's name on it. Caption, now you know, followed by a foot emoji. For months, she's been teasing us, revealing no more than his legs and feet. So, just who is Van Hunt?
I won't blame you at all.
The 50-year-old singer won a Grammy back in 07. Randy Jackson used to be his manager. Van may be a little younger than Halle, but just like her, he's a parent. That's his teenage son. Oh, and Van's been sly on the gram too, posting shots of the Oscar winner giving him kisses since July. Yeah, we recognize that bamboo. Next, Chrissy Teigen accidentally reveals she's having a boy.
He's big. He's probably good.
Oops.
I'm stupid.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yep, Luna and Miles are getting a baby brother. Their supermodel mama is having a tough pregnancy. She's been put on bed rest.
Just gushing amounts of blood, honestly, okay? My placenta is really, really weak. It's just pretty high risk. So I'm on complete and total. Don't get out except to pee pee, bed rest.
Down to Lady Gaga struggling with suicidal thoughts.
I totally gave up on myself. I hated being famous and it was dark.
This is the end.
Gaga, who just released a short film for her song 911, tells CBS Sunday Morning she thought of ending it all every day amid a battle with depression and PTSD stemming from being sexually assaulted as a teen. The superstar says she's healed, crediting her Chromatica producer Blood Pop and the music.
Rain on me.
I would smile and I'd say I sound pretty good, Blood. And he would go, yeah, you're Lady Gaga.
And finally, Beyonce's mom's maiden name is Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Freeze!
A lot of people didn't know that.
How weird that they didn't know that my maiden name was Beyonce.
Tomorrow, Tina Knowles Lawson is having a mini Destiny's Child reunion as Kelly, Beyonce, and more stars unite virtually to raise money for Tina and her husband Richard's Waco Theater Center in Los Angeles. Today, she's also supporting BET and the National Urban League's National Black Voter Day, encouraging African Americans to hit the polls, and Tina wants celebs to join her.
Get everybody out to do their civic duty.
Indeed, exercise that right to vote. Well, now let's head over to The Office. You know, it went off the air in 2013, but it's still given us plenty of laughs here in 2020. And in the case of superfan Jennifer Garner, plenty of tears.
Look who needed a big cry.
Did you see that Jennifer Garner was sobbing in slow motion over the Office finale?
I saw that, yes. I just wanted to give her a big hug, but we can't hug people these days.
You guys should do the trivia together.
I would fail at any Office trivia. I would be the worst.
No, 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 no! No!
I watched every episode when it first came out. I haven't seen them since, and people reference episodes like, I don't even remember shooting that.
Rain's kept busy since the Office finale 7 years ago. In his new film Blackbird, which opens today, he brings some much-needed laughs and a few tears to the emotional storyline about a family getting together to say goodbye to their mom, who is dying from ALS.
Can we all behave as normally as possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, my character, Michael, is a lawyer, and he's married to Kate Winslet somehow. I don't know how that happened.
DiCaprio over here.
Yeah, really. But me and Leo, and I have a love scene with Kate Winslet. It's another thing I have in common with Leonardo DiCaprio. It was a truly fun and brilliant journey to be a part of.
Also available on demand today, past and present collide in the thriller Antebellum. Janelle Monáe is pulled through time to live her life as a slave on a plantation.
Wherever you came from before here, you need to forget about it.
Mm-mm. That is not possible for me.
I think I read an interview where you did, where you said it's time to get uncomfortable.
Well, I think this film will trigger. I think we have to bring the truth, and this film does a great job at connecting those dots and reminding folks that when our ancestors were stolen, they didn't steal willing slaves. This was a role, but my ancestors had to live that. You know, this is my way of honoring them and honoring the truth.
This movie will make you think and is a conversation piece for sure. All right, well, let's get ready for some more fierce females coming to TV.
Don't move!
Back off!
Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union behind the scenes of their Bad Boys spinoff and Gabrielle on the Bring It On sequel.
Is it true?
It's true.
Then reggae star Ziggy Marley, our house tour with his sons, and remembering his legendary father, Bob Marley.
This was his birthday.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Going outside to play with the sky.
Ziggy Marley performing his new song, Play With Sky, with Ben Harper, with a socially distanced twist on The Late Late Show with James Corden. You know, Ziggy's got a new album, More Family Time, and it is the perfect title because the son of the legendary Bob Marley is all about family. And only we join Ziggy at home.
You said you wanted it to capture the energy of your four-year-old who has a lot of energy.
Isaiah, who's my four-year-old, he would run around. He's funny, you know, he goes goo goo gaga and he makes fun and makes us laugh and stuff. So eventually I wrote a song called Goo Goo Gaga. And then it kind of just started from there.
Can you play a song for us or a little bit of a song?
Of course, and I have Abraham and Isaiah here who's gonna help me too.
This one is called Music Is In Everything.
Pots and pans, they make good sound. Families now gather around. There's a concert Saturday afternoon.
It's pretty fitting that Ziggy gave us a house tour while talking about his new album, More Family Time, out now. This studio is where he came up with many of the songs, and this is where he keeps his awards.
Yes, he has Grammys right back there. And then the Emmy's up there.
Ziggy also showed off his wall of family photos, the inspiration for his new picture book about his dad, Bob Marley.
I wanna love you.
Do you have favorite pictures up there?
This was his birthday. And I had just come from a soccer game playing for my elementary school.
He never let you beat him in soccer, did he?
No. No, he was very competitive, bro.
Yeah, Bob was competitive, but so is his son. All right, we've got another star family who loves to make music and compete.
What is it like to have this lady as your boss?
She's gonna take over the world.
We're at home with former NFL star Eric Decker and his country singer wife, Jessie, turned master chef.
Cheers,
cheers, y'all.
Then Fall TV is back.
Do you wanna have fun?
Sarah Paulson on what could be her creepiest role yet.
There will be no death today.
And on the set of LA's Finest, Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union between takes.
You want to do something fun.
We've got some new TV to talk about. Drew Barrymore is wrapping up her first week as a talk show host.
And she got Fall TV star Gabrielle Union to confirm a Bring It On sequel.
Is it true?
It's true.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. My daughters are going to freak out.
It's cold in here. Gabrielle still has that cheer uniform. She rocked it last Halloween. But on Monday, Gabby's got a different kind of uniform when LA's Finest premieres on Fox. She plays a detective alongside Jessica Alba in this Bad Boy spinoff that originally made its debut on Spectrum.
You weren't here before. We
got a behind-the-scenes look at the ladies at work. As for how the cast spends their time between takes...
We get such a big kick out of Jess and her family doing their TikToks, and we try to learn the dances. We suck. We're not as talented. But we try to make it fun and come up with different things to entertain ourselves.
Ash is so mad. He's not into it. It's literally like, it's because he lost a bet, or I let him play virtual golf for 4 hours straight.
And there's more fun, strong women coming to TV.
Looking good today, Mildred.
Sarah Paulson, Sharon Stone, and Cynthia Nixon make Crazy look so good in Ryan Murphy's Ratched, streaming now on Netflix. Think of it kind of like American Horror Story Cuckoo's Nest, since it tells the origin story of the sadistic nurse in the Oscar-winning film.
Do you wanna have fun?
It's a signature of Ryan Murphy that his characters always go to the craziest of darkest, weirdest places. Where do you go to get there?
You don't want to know.
I am on your side.
This kind of magical, inexplicable, bizarro thing that I wish I had the words to describe.
American Horror Story star Finn Wittrock, who plays one of Nurse Ratched's psychiatric patients, says Sarah was always the most prepared cast member on set.
She's like a razor blade. She keeps you on your toes, but she's also so in control. She led the ship, you know, and I was so glad we had her as our captain.
Turning now to our exclusive at home with country music star Jesse James Decker. Like most moms, she's just trying to balance it all, and when you succeed, sometimes you just need to show it off. Honey, Jesse, can we please talk about this Instagram post? Okay, you just...
I almost didn't post it.
I mean, just casually sitting on your back patio, and you're in the buff.
I have a swimsuit bottoms on, actually. You just can't see them.
You are now a mama of three. To those that, you know, want to know what's some fitness inspiration you can provide them with, or ways that they can get their groove back after having kids.
Patience is the number one thing.
Yeah.
Patience. I love walking, and my mom loves walking. You can walk a couple miles a day, start there.
Yeah.
I think the more intensity, once you're ready, the more intensity and the faster and the short amount of time, you don't need to be doing an hour workout.
Yeah.
Knock it out in 20 minutes where your heart is racing and you're sweating it out. That is what worked for me. If I'm really watching myself, I really like to stick with the high protein, low carb. I try to maybe only have one carb for the day. Maybe like one
carb.
Maybe like one slice of toast, and then the rest of the day it's greens and protein, and that's it.
I was exclusively with Jessie at her Nashville home, where life is busy for the happily married 32-year-old. When she's not taking care of three kids, she's running her clothing line, Kittenish, with her retired NFL hubby, Eric. What is it like to have this lady as your boss?
She runs the ship, for sure. I told her, you know, that was my retirement plan, was that, you know, she's going to take over the world, and I'm just going to...
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of ride along.
Jesse was supposed to drop new music this summer, but postponed the release until early next year due to the pandemic. In the meantime, she's sharing some of her favorite recipes in her first cookbook, Just Feed Me.
Where does this inspiration for cooking come from with you?
I just come from a long line of Italian women that just have always cooked. That's what we've always done. I really tried to like figure it out once I moved in with Eric, because I wanted to cook and impress him, and he was playing football and he was hungry all the time, so I wanted to feed him.
Well, you know, I had to see exactly what Jessie feeds her man. 2-year-old Forrest is the perfect little sous chef.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, that's amazing, yeah.
I call it watermelon pizza, but it's not really a pizza. It just looks like a pizza. So we're gonna toss a couple of these on here.
That's right, first you grill the watermelon. Then it's time for the toppings, like arugula, prosciutto, tomatoes, balsamic, and Parmesan cheese.
Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, y'all.
Want some for us?
You want some for us?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. So good. And that little forest is too cute. Thanks for having us, y'all. All right, coming up, Laura Dern shows off the scariest Jurassic World dinosaur yet.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Laura Dern is back at work on a new Jurassic Park movie, and Laura shared this sneak peek. Okay, she's kidding. That's her pet husky. Jurassic World Dominion will be out next year, and we may finally get to see this lost gem that never hit theaters. Look really closely. That's Laura Dern, George Clooney, and Charlie Sheen in Grizzly 2, Revenge. They shot it all the way back in 1983, and plans are underway to release it. In the meantime, we spoke to Laura about producing the amazing new documentary, The Way I See It. It's about Pete Souza, the official photographer for Presidents Barack Obama and Ronald Reagan.
When did you know that this was going to be special?
From the first time I ever saw an image taken by Pete.
We'll see you on Monday with all our Emmy coverage. Take care, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.